How to stay calm, move quickly, and protect life. When a crisis signal appears, the reentry and restoration chaplain needs two qualities at the same time: calm presence and timely action. Calm presence says, "I am not afraid of you. I am not abandoning you. I am not here to shame you." Timely action says, "This situation matters enough that we are going to involve the right help." Begin by listening for seriousness. Is the person talking about self-harm, suicide, violence, overdose, abuse, exploitation, medical danger, or a credible threat? Are they intoxicated, agitated, hopeless, or trapped? Are they saying they cannot stay safe? Are others at risk? Then use clear words. A chaplain might say, "I'm concerned about your safety right now," or, "Because you said you might hurt yourself, I cannot keep this private," or, "I care about you too much to handle this alone." If you are in a reentry program, recovery home, church ministry, halfway house, jail release setting, or soul center, follow the local protocol. Contact the appropriate staff member, supervisor, pastor, team leader, emergency responder, or crisis resource. Do not invent a private plan when a safety plan already exists. If there is immediate danger, call emergency help according to your settings policy and local expectations. If you are unsure, choose protection of life over fear of awkwardness. Prayer may be appropriate, but it should not replace action. You can ask, "Would it be okay if I prayed while we wait for help?" A short prayer may bring steadiness. "Lord Jesus, bring mercy, clarity, protection, and the right help now." But prayer must not become a way to avoid referral, emergency response, or accountability. After the crisis moment, the chaplain should debrief with appropriate leadership. What happened? What was done? What needs follow-up? What boundaries must be strengthened? What support does the chaplain need? Crisis care also affects the chaplain. Serious conversations can leave emotional weight behind. Wise chaplains do not carry that alone. They seek prayer, supervision, team support, and rest. The goal is not to control every outcome. The goal is faithfulness. Protect life, respect dignity, act within your role, involve the right help, and remain spiritually steady. In reentry and restoration chaplaincy, hope must be more than words. Sometimes hope looks like staying calm, moving quickly, and refusing to let danger remain hidden